Hello and welcome to another episode of Mental Health Podcast, and I'm pretty delighted for the fact that we are releasing this episode on a sixth straight day, and this is something which has happened after really long time, and I hope I am able to continue with this and slowly it transforms into a habit and potentially a lifestyle where you are getting a daily dose of the Mental Health Podcast. And if you haven't followed yet, then feel free to follow me on Instagram at thementalhealthpodcast.in, because there is a lot of content coming your way. And today we want to explore the topic of mindful communication. Communication is an essential part of our lives, and it can have a profound impact on our mental health and well-being. However, in today's fast-paced and stressful world, it can be challenging to communicate in a way that is effective and empathetic. By practicing mindful communication, we can develop the skills and mindset to communicate more effectively and compassionately with others. So what is mindful communication, you might ask, and why is it important? Well, at its core, mindful communication is about being fully present and engaged with our interactions with others. It involves paying attention to our own thoughts and emotions, as well as the thoughts and emotions of the person we are communicating with. It also involves being intentional and compassionate in our language and actions. One of the main benefits of mindful communication is that it can help us build stronger, more meaningful relationships with others. By being fully present and attentive, we can deepen our understanding of others and create a sense of connection and trust. Mindful communication can also help us navigate conflicts and challenges more effectively by allowing us to see the situation from multiple perspectives and find common ground. However, practicing mindful communication can also be challenging, especially in high-stress situations or when we are feeling triggered or defensive, as it requires us to be vulnerable and open and to be willing to see things from others' perspectives even when we disagree. It also requires us to be patient and compassionate with ourselves, as we may not always get it right the first time. So, enough of the theory, or probably knowledge lessons, I would say. And you may ask, how do we do it? And give us an activity. So here it is for you. One way to practice mindful communication is through the activity of active listening. It involves being fully present and engaged in our interactions with others and seeking to understand their perspective and feelings. Active listening can help us build trust and rapport with others and can lead to more effective problem solving and conflict resolution. To practice active listening, find a quiet or comfortable place where you won't be interrupted, and choose someone to talk to, whether it's a friend, family member, or colleague. Now set a timer for 5 minutes and have the other person talk about a topic of their choice. And during this time, your job is to simply listen without interrupting or offering advice. As you listen, pay attention to the other person's tone of voice, body language, and emotions. Try to understand their perspective even if you don't agree with it. After the 5 minutes are up, take a moment to reflect on what you heard. Repeat back what the other person said in your own words and ask any clarifying questions that you may have. Another way to practice mindful communication is through the use of I statements. This involves focusing on our own feelings and experiences rather than blaming or criticizing the other person. For example, instead of saying "you never listen to me," we might say "I feel frustrated when I don't feel heard." By using I statements, we can communicate our needs and feelings in a way that is less confrontational and more productive. Finally, practicing self-compassion and self-awareness can also be an important aspect of mindful communication. This involves being honest with ourselves about our own emotions and triggers and being willing to take a step back and reflect before responding. It also involves being kind and compassionate with ourselves even when we make mistakes or fall short of our goals. By practicing mindful communication in these ways, we can develop our communication skills and build stronger, more meaningful relationships with others. It's not always easy, but by staying present and intentional in our interaction with others, we can make a positive difference in our own lives and in the lives of the people we communicate to. I hope these insights were useful to you, and I hope that at least some of you try to practice the activities I have given and they make a positive impact on you. With this, we come to an end of this episode, and I will see you guys in the next one. Until then, take care and bye.